This is a loving-kindness meditation. Take a deep breath and gently close your eyes. I invite you to think of someone whom you love unconditionally, someone for whom it's incredibly easy to project feelings of love and kindness. For me, this would be my niece or one of the children of my close friends. This could be for you, a family member, a child, pet, whoever it is, find that person for whom it is incredibly easy to send love to. Imagine that person vividly in your mind's eye. And now feel the love that you have for this person. And imagine that you are sending beams of love to that person. As you do that, on the inside, say, may you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be safe. May you be free. And really feel yourself projecting that positive energy towards that person. And then maybe feel it coming back from them too. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be free. Continue to do that and really bask in the glow of that feeling. And maybe allow a half smile to appear on your face as you really feel that loving kindness being projected and shared between you. As you move on to the next person, who may be a slightly more difficult person to love. This could also be a family member, could be a coworker, could be someone you've had some friction with. And once again, project that same feeling of loving kindness that you did to the first person, the really easy person. And on the inside say, may you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be safe. May you be free. And then imagine that same energy coming back to you from that person. May you be happy. May you be safe. May you be healthy. May you be free. Once again, allow yourself to really bask in that energy. Let it really seep into you. That loving kindness, that opening of your heart. As you move on to the third person, this is someone who is actually very difficult to love. It could be someone you even actively harbor negative feelings towards. It could be a political figure. Could be someone who's given you a truly hard time. Could be someone who, before this moment, you have thought is truly not deserving of love. Find that person. Visualize that person vividly. And once again, with that same feeling you had for the first and second persons, project loving kindness to this person and say, on the inside, may you be happy. May you be free. May you be healthy. May you be safe. Imagine that person beaming that same energy right back to you. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be safe. May you be free. Reside in that glow and notice the heart opening that occurs when you're able to project love to someone who may have been difficult to love before. As we move on to the next person, this would be a vivid image of yourself. And for some people, this person may be even more difficult than the other ones. And once again, on the inside, say, may you be happy. May you be safe. May you be healthy. May you be free. And imagine that vivid image of you also projecting that right back to you. May you be happy. May you be safe. May you be healthy. May you be free. And really bask and reside in that glow as we move on to the second phase of this meditation. Going back to that very first person. Imagine any kind of suffering that this person may have had or could have. And deep inside, feel a genuine desire for the relief of that suffering, whatever it is. Because everybody has some kind of suffering. The genuine desire for the release of suffering is compassion. So project that compassion to that first person. And on the inside, say, may you be free from suffering. And really feel that. As you do that, take a bow to that person and move on to the second person. And once again, vividly imagine what kind of suffering this person could be having. And on the inside say, may you be free from suffering. Project that energy of compassion as you move on down to the third person. And once again on the inside say, may you be free from suffering. Then move on to yourself. Vividly imagine yourself. And feel that deep compassion for yourself, that deep self-compassion, and say, may you be free from suffering. Feel that energy. Feel it expanding your heart center as you move on to the third part of this meditation, the rejoicing. Because right now, as you do this meditation, you are not alone. There are thousands and thousands of people also doing this meditation. Some of them are monks in monasteries. Some of them are lay people just like yourself. And they're all there, sending their compassion, wishing for the relief of suffering, and projecting loving kindness to all those around them. And also think of the champions of compassion, people like Gandhi, Martin Luther King, and Tibetan Buddhist monks who for the world, increasing the amount of loving kindness and compassion in the world. And rejoice in their work and the work that you are doing now. And really feel that rejoicing. Maybe even raise your hands above your head and say, woohoo! As we move on to the fourth part of this meditation, the impartiality. And just as the sun shines its light on everything on Earth and the rest of the Milky Way and the universe, so can you shine this light of compassion and loving kindness on all sentient beings, on all things around you, and all the people you meet every day, on that grocery clerk you may have not noticed every time you go to the store, on that person on the sidewalk selling a newspaper, that mother and child crossing the street, there's people at your place of work. And just imagine crowds upon crowds of people, all the people in your city, in your country, all over the world, wherever they are. And allow that light of compassion and loving kindness to shine on them all and to engulf them all, remembering to include yourself too. As you feel that, allow that light to fully permeate your being and engulf you. As you absorb the light and shine the light too. Loving kindness and compassion for everyone. Allowing your heart to expand, to enfold all of the world in it. And take a deep breath. Put your hands to your forehead and take a deep bow to conclude this meditation.